Is it a famous victory for Plymouth Argyle? The cheers will tell you that it is as soon as the whistle goes from the referee. The home side and listen to the ovation. David Friu on 22 minutes, a Paul Watson penalty on 62, and Friu again on 63 before what turned out to be a consolation from Michael Rennie 6 minutes from time. And now the Argyle fans will go across to the left hand side to take the salute from the travelling Green Army, which isn't far short of 2,000. They are loving this. Have a listen. Marino Keith applauding first to turn back towards the dressing room with David Wall. Luke McCormick got a special cheer, and their players patting each other on the head, shaking each other's hands. Friu getting a special love from the crowd, and he bows in appreciation of the support from the Argyle fans. I wonder if one or two may look up in this direction, which they often do look out for us in the press box. But what can you say about that all-round performance, Martin, apart from the last 10 or so?
Magnificent. Should have been 5. Disappointed with the last 10 minutes, but so they allowed them back into a game that they were never, ever in. And I would say that Paul Sturrock will put this down as a... But I bet he says... I was disappointed with the last 10 minutes.
He will, because he is a professional, he is a perfectionist, and the last to leave, how apt is this? David Norris, who's had a fantastic game, and also David Friel getting the handshakes of Kevin Summerfield, and also from the physiotherapist Paul Maxwell, in what has been a truly amazing occasion here in Hillsborough. Just about all the Argyle fans are still in the end away to our left-hand side.
Sparksy, I keep in touch with people down in Plymouth. I listen to reports. I've heard people say Plymouth Argyle played the ball long, Plymouth Argyle have no pattern. Well, if that's long tonight, I'll settle for that every day of the week, because that performance tonight was sensational.
But it wasn't just about that, was it? And
no.
You commented on that very early in the game. Mm.
Yeah, it wasn't. It was, you know, everything tonight, the fans, the people who have travelled, yourself, you know, an Argyle fan, it was a great night for Plymouth Argyle, but it doesn't stop here, Gordon, because if they lose on Saturday and then lose the following Saturday, two home games, you know, people have short memories. But there'll be a lot of people go away from here tonight, including myself and the Wednesday fans and the people who've been here tonight, and say, what a team that Plymouth Argyle are. And there's not many teams can get me up. And there was a stage in the second half when he actually got up off my seat, because it was a great move when the boy Norris just knocked it past the post. I thought he was in, and I actually got off my seat. So, you know, not many people can do that for me, because I've got a big arse.
And when you think this is when you think this is the team that scored 4 goals in 11 minutes at Port Vale, who were previously unbeaten at home, I think that again underlines what this Plymouth Argyle team have.
I think what they've got is character in abundance. They've got character in abundance, Gordon, you know, and
yeah,
they've got a competitive spirit about them, over my dead body situation, and I think they can go places, but let's not get carried away, Gordon. It's 3 points. At the end of the day, it counts as 3 points. It doesn't count as any more. Don't get 9 for this one, do you?
You don't.
But you get a lot of other, you know, pluses with it.
Still two-thirds of the season to go as well.
To be honest, I know I support both clubs and I play for them, but that has given me immense pleasure tonight, because there's two lads there that's come through the system that I was part of. Although Steve Adams was a year younger, it gives me a thrill.
Cold mornings on
Harper's gives me a thrill, yeah. Because I see Paul Watton, you know, and now what's he played? He must have played 300 games.
I can tell you, it's 234 league starts, 256 including sub in the league.
It gives me a great pleasure, Steve Adams, because Steve's a friend of the family, and Steve... down, when I go down to Plymouth, I stay with his girlfriend's father. So I'm close-knit, and it gives me a great pleasure tonight. And the goalkeeper did ever so well for a young kid.
He did. He was great. Martin Hodge, thank you ever so much. It's been an absolute pleasure to see you again. And thanks for joining us on BBC Radio Devon this evening. The voice of Martin Hodge, of course, goalkeeper with Plymouth Argyle and Sheffield Wednesday.